and we went out, we do a collection, we bring it back, and then we try to identify the microinvertebrates, and then we send it off to Illinois River Watch, and we do a collection a year. When we're out there, we also look for invasive species, it could be plants along the banks, and if we can, we eradicate them if possible. We'll dig them up. Sometimes we'll put some vinegar and soap or whatever. We try to be very conscious of the environment. This year, we're going to also do monarchs on the move. So when we're out, we will be trying to collect monarchs and then tag them and get a count and kind of see where they migrate. But if you were interested in being a part of it, you just call the extension office at 582-5106 and contact me, and I'll talk to you about when we're going to meet. And then you just come to our meetings, and we carpool. We meet at the extension office, and then we get in vans and we carpool out to our collection site. And we either do a sampling, or if the water's too high or too low, then we'll do, like, we clean up the riverbanks and stuff like that.
And this is definitely a hands-on, out-in-the-field learning experience. Why are these type of things so important, you think?
Because kids are so busy that they sometimes don't have the, I don't want to say... interest, but they don't have the time. But a special interest club, which just focuses on one thing, like this focuses on our environment. So those kids that like to do science things and that are have anything to do with the environment, that's like right up their alley, and it's something they're really interested in. So you can get them to come, and we don't have in the spin clubs, the special interest clubs, you don't have like the president, vice president. You don't have the officers. We don't do any of that. We just focus on a particular area, like this is like environment.